Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, May 23rd, 2022. I'm Rich Straffolino. Reuters sources say Broadcom is in talks to acquire VMware, although a deal is not imminent. This would be Broadcom's third acquisition to expand into the enterprise market after acquiring the B2B software company CA Technologies for $18.9 billion in 2018 and Symantec's enterprise security business for $10.7 billion in 2019. AMD announced its desktop Ryzen 7000 series processors at Computex. These will use a new AM5 socket, use TSMC's optimized 5-nanometer process, support PCI Express 5.0, and offer up to 16 Zen 4 cores. The company claims some chips in the series will offer a 5 GHz plus max turbo clock speed with a 15% increase in single-threaded performance. Ryzen 7000 also includes integrated RDNA 2 graphics as part of the I/O die, meaning it will ship on virtually all CPUs. The CPUs are set to come out this fall. AMD also showed off Mendocino, a new APU for low-priced, high-volume Windows and Chrome OS laptops. The chip will include 4 Zen 2 cores, RDNA 2 graphics, and offer up to 10 hours of battery life. Mendocino will launch in Q4. Meta plans to share targeting data on individual ads with pre-vetted researchers through its Facebook Open Research and Transparency Project. The company will also offer more information on political ads in its ad library, showing aggregate data about the number of ads a page has run targeting a given demographic, including ad spend. Ad library data is open to all users. CNET reports that scientists at the University of Washington have developed flat circular sensors that can be dropped from drones to float and gather environmental data. Small solar panels and small capacitors power the electronics, which could gather data like temperature, humidity, or pressure. A typical quadcopter could carry about 1,000 of them. The UK's Information Commissioner's Office fined Clearview AI $9.4 million for violating its data protection laws and ordered the facial recognition company to delete all data from UK residents. In recent months, privacy watchdogs from Australia, France, and Italy have also ordered Clearview to delete data on residents. The gaming desktop and component maker Corsair released its first gaming laptop, the Voyager A1600. Inside, the laptop runs up to a Ryzen 6900HS CPU and Radeon RX 6800M GPU. It also includes 10 customizable capacitive S-key shortcuts on the top keyboard row that are accessible even when the laptop is closed and powered by Elgato Stream Deck software. Other gaming niceties include a full-size Cherry MX low-profile mechanical keyboard. No word on pricing or release. On its Weibo account, Motorola China confirmed it will launch a phone with a 200-megapixel camera in July. Last week, the company also teased a new phone with a Snapdragon 8 Plus Gen 1 SoC, but it's unclear if this is the same device. Apple submitted a new network adapter to the FCC for regulatory approval in January. The filing indicates it runs a version of iOS 15 and includes 2 gigabit Ethernet ports, Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, NFC antennas, a USB-C port, and 1.5 gigabytes of RAM. Apple requested a non-disclosure agreement on the device until November 2022. Xiaomi announced it co-developed a flagship smartphone with the camera maker Leica, set for a July 2022 launch. like a previously partnered with Sharp, Huawei, and Panasonic on phones. iFixit revealed it will sell virtually all replacement parts for Valve's Steam Deck, including the motherboard with the AMD Aerith chip and the anti-glare screen, only available on the 512GB model at retail. Replacement batteries aren't yet available, but iFixit said these will be coming soon. DD Global shareholders approved a plan to delist the company from the New York Stock Exchange, clearing the way for its planned listing in Hong Kong. DD said it will file with the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission on or after June 2nd to delist the company. Puck's Dylan Bayer's sources say that Electronic Arts recently held acquisition talks with several companies, including NBC Universal, Disney, and Apple. A potential merger with NBC Universal reportedly was the furthest along, but fell apart over price. The Wall Street Journal sources say Apple informed some manufacturing partners it wants to boost production outside of China, setting the country's strict anti-COVID policies. Apple reportedly began looking at boosting production in India and Vietnam. Bloomberg sources say Amazon began looking to sublet at least 10 million square feet of warehouse space in New York, New Jersey, Southern California, and Atlanta. This square footage is equal to about 12 of its large fulfillment centers and about 5% of the square footage added in the pandemic. And finally, Google Assistant now lets users pair Google Fit or Fitbit data, letting the voice assistant respond to fitness-related queries. Only one fitness service can be synced at a time, and cards with fitness information only appear on smart displays when asked about by a user. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.